I was thinking as Missy was speaking of all those Egyptians who saw that God was delivering the children of Israel from slavery, and they said, we want to be part of this too. And so there were many who went out with them, so confident of the power and the goodness of God and his ability to break through. And then in for such a surprise. Because where did God lead them to? To the Red Sea, right? A trap. And I have the feeling that many people who join Messianic congregations maybe can relate to that. Coming in, it's like, oh, wow, this is so great, and to be with the Jewish people, and then let's go and go together. And where does God lead you? Into a trap. But the trap is for a purpose. It's not the end. It's a means. And when the children of Israel were there at the Red Sea, and they were wondering, would it have been better never to have gone at all? God showed himself, and he protected the children of Israel, and then he opened up the sea, and they crossed over, as you know the story, and then the Egyptian army tried to follow in pursuit and were not able to, because that was a moment that ended the Egyptian motivation to recapture the Jews. So it was a moment of freedom, and on the other side, that's where everyone broke into song and dance, with Miriam at the lead of the dance. And they sang to the Lord, and they praised him, and they understood something at that moment that is so important for people of faith. God can bring you through difficulty. He can do it on his own terms. He may do it in a way that doesn't answer every question you had. Why did we have to go this way? Why not another way? But on the other side, praise can rise up in you. And you may have 100 questions when you're on the wrong side of the Red Sea. But when you make it through, you'll have hundreds of answers that you could not have imagined. And God knows how to truly bring us into freedom. And part of the freedom that he brings us into is he delivers us from the fear of following the Lord into the unknown and the uncertain. You may be facing a difficulty in your life right now that's causing disappointment to you or causing you to wonder what's next. You may think that this difficulty is the last chapter of your life, that it is as if your future is gone because it's so difficult for you. But I want to tell you, you're at exactly the right place at the right moment, because on this day we read what God did for the children of Israel, so that forever we would remember how our God can break through and how he can do for us what he did for them. He may not open up a Red Sea, but you may not have Egyptians in pursuit either. But he knows how to be with you and how to protect you and how to bring you through. And I pray that you would not be afraid to talk to the Lord and humbly ask questions, but to be open to him. Your sincere questions to God can actually bring you close to him, when they're not masquerading as defiance, but they're spoken in humility, as Moses did so often with the Lord. Then I can tell you this: God who hears you can answer you. And what he does for you will change your life. So I want to encourage you. Know this, that God is still alive. He's still active. His word is still true. And he is still good. He's still merciful. He's still compassionate. And he still will not fit into the box that you might try to put him in. He will be God, and he will set us free. That's the good news. Well, we're going to close the service, and a special word of appreciation to all the Shabbat school teachers who prepared for what they thought was this week. But we won't have a Shabbat activity any further, so that we can go and have fellowship together. And when we finish the Aaronic benediction, we are going to escort Missy and family through those doors over to the Shalom Center. Parents, if you have toddlers you need to pick up, please bring them. And then everyone is welcome to join us. There'll be an opportunity to congratulate Missy and shake her hand and kiss her and everything else you want to do over there, not here. So, would you please rise? Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha. Ye'er Adonai p'navelecha v'ichudnecha yisa Adonai p'navelecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep watch over you and protect you. The Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face to you and give you his peace. In the name of Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Shabbat shalom. See you next door.